Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on planet Earth, you are tuned in, you are locked into the one and only The Lunar Lounge podcast. This show also gets uploaded onto all of the podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Google, which I believe most of you actually watch it there. But I am live. It's a show that goes out live every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time. And it's the show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. If you have mental fatigue, feeling a bit stressed, tired, need a bit of energy and a bit of bounce in your step, go get the Magic Mind. I promise you, it will not let you down. Definitely not let you down. Trust me, I need a lot of energy. I get a lot of energy, and this is the one. This is my new drug, and it's natural, okay? I do put the promo code, and so for those of you who are interested, courtesy of the Lunar Lounge, you can use the promo code. I always put it there at the bottom, so when I finish the show, of course, I'll upload the details, so you can check it out. But if you go on the past videos as well, last week's, and you know, you see it in the, you know, in the about. If you click on the about, you don't have to get the information. Go get it. Go get your magic mind. Make that mind a mind of magic. So brought to you there. And as we are talking, I'm going to have a little sip. I used to drink the whole bottle, but I just found out that it was just like, bam, charged. As you're going to be seeing, I'm charged on this show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge, people. I'm live on Instagram, I'm live on YouTube, I'm live on Facebook, all your major platforms. I think I'm live. Let me check if I am live on I know I'm live on YouTube, that's for sure, because I can see people in the live on the YouTube there. I tend to have more access to the YouTube than the other, well, and the Instagram also as well. Not so much Facebook. I don't know who the hell's watching. It's only afterwards when I'm reading the comments. But hey, welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. If you're listening for the first time, it's a show which is very much astrologically orientated, astrologically centered. Yeah, but I do rope in and bring in other things. For example, later in the day, we've got competition time. We do have a winner of the 30 Skrilla. Well, I'm not calling it Skrilla, £30. And I will be presenting another question. We've got Tarot Card of the Week. That's going to be coming up later as well. I'm changing this computer. You're too slow for me, man. You're just too slow. I need to be moving quick. So, yeah, in the week. So next week, we should not be getting that buffering that sometimes, or that cutting out that you that happens sometimes that you guys are experiencing. Yeah, I'm gonna sort it all out. You know what I mean? I've got the fastest broadband. Now I need the fastest internet to keep up with that broadband, with that fiber speed, to keep it going. That's how we do here at the Lunar Lounge podcast show. What do I want to say? What is the weather like where you are? I am in cloudy London, UK. You know how it is. It's not rocket science to figure that out as to, you know, what's happening there. Shout out to everybody here who was joined in on the Instagram. Who we got here? We got Platinum. We got Wellness Curated. We got MQ123. It's Michelle. She's letting me know. Okay, all right. So I'm going to shout to Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. She's telling me it's rain in Indiana. Indiana, straight from Indiana, USA. Shout outs to Yvette. Shout outs to Jasmine Astrology. Those of you who are on the YouTube, you can see Jasmine there in the chat. Give her a follow. She's doing great things. She's based in Canada. I'll tell you, are you back? I know you was at home in the hometown of Croatia. Are you still there, or are you gone back? Shout outs to Jacqueline Winter. Shout outs to Sister Pam, Faye, Tyrone in the building. You better call Tyrone. That song is for me. I'm singing it for me because I should be giving Tyrone a call. Long time, brother. Great to have you in the building. Welcome everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on the planet. And welcome to the Lunar Land Show. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment in a while. So do bear with me. I don't quite like, you know what? I'm going to do something here that I've never done on the show before. So bear with me, people. you're still going to be hearing my voice, but I'm just going to blank the screen. The reason is because I'm doing some alterations. Because of the lighting, you see, I don't quite like the way the lighting. So the lighting should be better now. So I'm back here again. Let's have a look. Is that better? I think it is. I just had to shut those blinds because the light, you know, I want to get my good side. Yeah, you know how it is. You're still in Croatia. Okay, hope you're having a wonderful time. I'm sure you are. You're enjoying, you know, mama's, grandma's, family's cooking. You know how it is when you go back home. For those of you who have, you know, maybe native, whether it's native or not, doesn't really matter. Everybody goes back home, right? Even whether you're in native to the land or not. So it is what it is. So rain in Indiana. What's the weather like in Croatia? Oh, I wonder what it's like over there with your beautiful beaches. I will be bringing up the chart for the meantime. What has been happening in the world? What is happening? Over here in the UK, we've got a new prime minister. Shout out to Mr. Keir Starmer. Congratulations to you. We got a new party, ruling, you know, the Labour Party now. It's, you know, we've had, 14 years of the Conservative Party. Now it's switched over. Isn't it the same thing? People, don't you see the trick? Haven't you clocked on yet as to how it happens? Is anything going to change? is anything going to change? That's the big question. For most people, it doesn't. I wonder why. It is what it is. You know. We got new prime minister elected over here in the UK, of course. I suppose that changes everything with the whole foreign relations and all that kind of stuff. Let's see his progress. I'm not wishing anything down on him, you know. Hopefully they can rule well and, you know, yeah. Look after the people, so to speak. What else has been going on in the world? Anything interesting? Not much. The football, again, back against England. England's playing again this evening, you know. So apologies for the loud British, you know, energy that you're going to be getting later on. Ooh, yeah. You know, the football hooligans lot. They're not all hooligans, but, you know, football fans / hooligans. There are some hooligans amongst them. Shout out to Seniflu? Seniflu, shout out to Seniflu. Welcome to the show. Is it D.I. Stockers? Welcome to the show as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Oh, Mairead. Mairead is here. Okay, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So people are chiming in. It's 36 degrees here. Melting. You know, I was speaking to a client of mine yesterday night who's in North Carolina. Jesus Christ. He's telling me something like some 40-something degrees. Brother, count me out. He said he's melting. He said the air conditioning is just about, because it's so, oh, man, it's like, count me out of those kind of, and then later on, you can come and visit. Yeah, just tell me when it's the coldest time of the year to come and visit, because I ain't visiting you in that heat. Count out. Jasmine is asking, do you have the charts for the new prime minister? Curious. Yes, I do have his chart, but it's not timed. We don't have a time for him. Maybe now, because he's more going to be in the public eye, and you know, who knows, his birth time may come up. I do know he's a Virgo. He's a Virgo. He's got quite a few planets in some of the zodiacs. I can't remember off the top of my head. I do know that he's a Virgo, though. I was looking at his chart actually the other day. Had a very interesting Jupiter, and he had a stellium in a particular zodiac sign. I can't remember it now for the life of me. Was it Aquarius or Pisces or something along that nature? But but I do have his chart. Yes, he is a Virgo, but it's not timed. It's just not timed. Yeah, Mr. Sakia Starmer. So we shall be, you know. But he's a Virgo, right? So he's gonna have that attention to detail, and you know, So yeah, let's see what he does. You know, he's a perfectionist for sure. So yeah, Jasmina. Yeah, why is Nicholas? Oh yeah, okay, right. I get you. Right. Yeah, send over some of that heat and some of that sun from Croatia, man. Because over here is like, yeah, something else. Okay, let's go to the chart of the. Oh, is there anything else I wanted to say? Nothing at the moment. Wondering if he survives eclipses next year. Yeah, he'll survive. Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll survive the eclipses. He's there for, he'll run the full term. I don't see no reason why they would want to get him out, unless he does something really, I mean, come on, he's got to do like something. It's got to be worse than, it can't be worse than Liz Truss. Surely not. So I don't think, but he'll run 5 years. He does that, you know, is yet to be seen. Let's see. I'm seeing my computer buffering again. I don't like that because it often indicates I might be stuck or you guys, I'll cut out or something of that nature. So apologies for that. Who is that? Becky Root. Becky Root. Shout out to Becky Root, who's joined. He'll survive the eclipses. I think what's interesting with these eclipses is Mr. Biden. He's the one that I'm a bit like, you know, I mean, people are calling for him to step aside, step down, and, you know, it's like, Mr. Biden, are you taking people's advice? You know what I mean? People are asking you to step down from office. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. People are telling him, they're telling him to step down, step aside. You're too old, Mr. Biden. I cannot see you lasting until the November. I don't know, but he's adamant. You know, he's got that. You know, those planets in Scorpio, so he's very fixed. He is a Scorpio, so he's, yeah. you know, he's very fixed in that sense. However, enough talking. Let's go to the chart. You know me, I'm going to be fiddling around with my bits and pieces. And let's share. So in the next few seconds, you should be seeing the big chart on the screen. It's coming. There it is. So you should have it on your screens now. Right. So what are we looking at? The moon is in Virgo. Interesting, we're speaking about the current Prime Minister of the UK, the new President of the UK. It's kicking off in France, isn't it? And what a shame as well. They also lost in the Euros yesterday evening to Spain, although Spain have been playing magnificent. Don't want to go too much into the football. I get a sneaky feeling that most of you guys who are listening to this are not necessarily football orientated. But, you know. It is what it, but yeah, they lost yesterday. I keep saying it. Yesterday's game between France and Spain should have been the final. You know, they're you know, two top teams, but hey, it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast. Moon is in Virgo. So we got a Virgo moon. So that means I got to do the show to perfection. Okay. And I will. Yes, I will. Stop laughing. So let's see how things are moving. We had a new moon the other day in Cancer. It's happening now. Are there any exact kind of aspects right now? Well, the moon has just finished squaring Jupiter, but that's over. It's separating now. There's still a slight, spoke about that last week. That's really good for information gathering, good for taking exams, good for writing, good for doing any kind of literacy. It's really good for those kinds of things. Yvette is saying, I can't stand it. What can't you stand? The football. Oh, Faye saying, I love the football. And somebody saying, I can't say, I'm trying to keep up with the chat here at the same time as well. Israel, have you seen Biden's chart? Oh, yeah, I've seen Biden's chart loads of times. This, which is something that I may start bringing into the show, start bringing up the charts of maybe certain people in the, you know, public eye or something, or people that we may be talking about. I don't know. I have to look into the body's toes here, right here at the Lunar Lounge. I don't want anybody, you know, coming for me, you know, if you get what I mean, you know. We don't want none of that. we don't want to upset anybody. You know, we know what can happen with that. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I would like to sort of like use maybe some of the people's charts, like obviously that we've been talking about. But I have seen Biden's chart. Yeah, loads of times, you know, been keeping an eye on it. So it's quite interesting. I don't think he, you know, again, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going so well. And again, he gets affected by those eclipses next year. So that's going to be quite interesting. So that's what's happening there. Just, you know, keeping up with the chat, of course. I've seen Biden's chart. So Yvette said she can't stand the football. Okay, Florence. Shout out to Florence. She's talking about the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. Now, for those of you, those are the two, they're probably at the moment, probably the two most, can I say iconic? They're definitely the two biggest rappers probably on planet Earth right now, Drake and Kendrick Lamar. And now for many of you who are listening to this show right now, probably don't know who the heck I'm talking about. Like, who? What? You know? depending what kind of genre of music you're into. So I'm talking about hip-hop, I'm talking about rap now, and it's been known in the rap industry for two rappers to kind of go at each other, you know, diss each other, have a little back kind of thing. And there has been one between the rapper Drake, who's really big. I think Drake holds the record for the most streamed songs in the history of hip hop. He's really done some tremendous stuff. So that's it. But let's face it, Kendrick killed him. I've never been a Drake fan myself. I think he does very good with features. He's done some great songs, don't get me wrong, some classics as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not really a Drake fan like that. But Kendrick, he just smacked him up. It's dead. It's dead and gone. It's like he's killed him. And that's having a snowball effect also as well, right? Yvette is saying, is Biden fit to run, though clearly something wrong? Is Biden fit to run, though clearly something wrong? Yeah, he's not fit to run. Leave him alone. Leave Mr. Biden alone. He's not in that place. Shout out to Christy, who's joined. That's what's happening. You manipulate someone to do something when they're mentally ill. He is now so fixed. Okay, yeah, I get that. What else? That he's meant to be president, that they will either have to remove him from office, look as if he stepped down, because of his dementia. Yeah, exactly. He's in his 80s. He's not a young buck, is he? I mean, come on, what is he going to be, 82 this year or something like that? Fair enough, okay, working after retirement age to some degree, but in your 80s, okay, you know, and you may be a good 80s, you know, and I think personally, I think he's a good 80s. I think there's some, you know, I've seen some more lively people in their 80s. However, I just think that kind of job, you know, you're running a country. You know how much stuff you've got? Fair enough, you've got people, you know, but you're running a country, man. At 82? Please, come on. Somebody shouting out here, Team Kamala. Kamala Harris. Maybe Kamala Harris may step in, but mind you, we ain't heard of nothing from that woman from the moment she said, "We did it, Joe. We did it." That was it. That's the last words I've heard from that woman's mouth, and I ain't seen her since. So, you know, it's a crazy one for me. I ain't heard nothing. Yeah, I ain't heard nothing. It's true. Heard nothing. Anyway, back to the chart. So we've got the sextile with Mercury, Jupiter. Good for any kind of intellectual. Somebody's letting me know. Michelle's letting me know that she's been talking lately. Yeah, okay. I think that's what she is doing, talking. Yeah, she would be. It's the electional year, so you got to put a bit of oomph in there, right? So, yeah. Francis is letting me know, yes, Kendrick away, and he's a Gemini. Yeah. And Gemini seems to, that's the zodiac sign that seems to be dominating or tends to dominate the music industry, funny enough. And I think it's that ability to have that vocabulary, you know, I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I think there's definitely something to it, for sure. Gemini's. Let's get back. Mercury, we're speaking about Gemini, we're speaking about Mercury here, sextile. So Mercury, Jupiter sextile at the moment. Okay, what is happening? A lot of people people are talking about this conjunction here. You see where I'm moving that cursor? Around these two hot planets, these two stars. We have what's known as fixed stars, and they are located at specific degrees of the zodiac. And there is a fixed star at 26 degrees known as Algol, right? And Algol is a deadly fixed star. It's associated with losing one's head. Now, when I say losing your head, that can be literal, but it's often figuratively. But it's like it's quite interesting, you know, when we do that, like, you know, you hear people, you know, cut it, cut it is, you know, that's our goal. Now, obviously, we don't mean that literally when we do that, but, you know, somebody may be talking and we want to cut them, we say, no, cut it. Oh, it's dead. It's off with the head. That is what that fixed star is associated with. So it's associated with things that are not so pleasant. Now we're going to have the conjunction of Mars and Uranus at that exact degree. This could be because Mars is the planet of energy. Yeah, he's the aggression, he's the drive. And him moving towards a planet which is very unstable, very, very erratic, very unpredictable, who knows what can happen. So I'm hoping, shout out to Mason over there in New York, also joined us here in the Lunar Lounge. I'm hoping that this is, we don't see something on the, and remember, with these planetary archetypes, these planetary energies, when they happen, there is no telling, you know, you see, what happens is when a planetary alignment happens, it plugs in. It ties in to something or someplace sensitive on the planet. You know, and who's got anything or any country or any place or anybody who has planets at that degree could be the catalyst for something. And will and can be a catalyst for a Mars-Uranus. Now, can Mars-Uranus be positive? I'm sure it can be. It can equally be explosive. It could really be something really adventurous. It could be something extremely innovative. Because Mars, he's about that energy, right? And Uranus is about that innovation. So we could really see a new discovery, something that really blows something. And do you know what? In the past, these things have happened. These things happen all the time. But you know what the problem is with us as humans? Yeah, positive things, we don't want to know about that. We don't want to know about that. That's why the news is the way it is. That's why the news bring you nothing but tragedy. You know, whether you are aware of it or not, human beings love drama. We love tragedy. We are more affected with that. So even, and that kind of consciousness is also, if you want to say, come into astrology. So every planetary, alignment or any, is got to be dangerous or it's got to be bad. Positive things happen all the time under certain planetary configurations. The problem is you're not looking at that. You're not looking at who wakes up today and say, oh, let me see what new discovery has come about. Look into the science world or look into the art world or looking, let me see what something new that's something. No, we don't do that. Until it really, you know, but if it's a tragedy, oh, a bomb's dropped somewhere. Oh, someone's been killed. Someone's been stabbed. Someone's been shot. Someone's been fell off a cliff. Someone's been kidnapped. Someone's been, you know, the list goes up. We love a tragedy. We love a drama. So this particular conjunction actually is going to be quite interesting to see how it actually plays out. So Mars, Uranus. But the fact that it's on a fixed star, I think, gives it a... what's the word that I'm looking at? My English is not too good. It gives it a, ingredient, which is on the somewhat malefic side. So we're more prone to doing something maybe a bit naughty with it than, quote unquote, more the good. But good can come out of this also as well for whoever or wherever it's going to affect. That's the Mars Uranus. It can be very explosive. It's an explosive combination. I do remember the which one was the bombing with the race? I know there's a few Americans here listening. Was it Oklahoma? No, it wasn't Oklahoma. Where was the bombing during, I think there was a marathon that was on or something like that. I'm sure somebody will remind me shortly. But that was under Boston. That's it. Thank you very much, Michelle. Boston. It was Boston. It wasn't Oklahoma. Boston. That's right. The Boston. That happened under a Mars Uranus. I think that was a square. So those are the kinds of things that we can experience. Yeah. And wasn't it like a nail bomb or something along that nature? But either way, a bomb's a bomb. It's made to cause damage. You know, it has a purpose. And those are the kinds of effects that we could, you know, things that we could see. So maybe the existing war that's already taking place in places like Ukraine and Russia, maybe, I don't know. I'm not wishing it, but those are the kinds of things that happen. But I think what it's one thing to have a Mars-Uranus conjunction, and it's another thing to on Algol at 26 degrees. So that's coming up. So Mars is moving closer. Mars is at 22 degrees now. Uranus is at 26, if we had. And by the way, Venus is going to be moving into Leo on the 11th. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Venus is moving into Leo tomorrow, guys. I'll come back and talk about that. I just want to focus here on this Mars-Uranus. So the Mars-Uranus, we can see here, that's it. So on the 15th. So that's in 5 days' time, people. We're going to have a Mars-Uranus conjunction. This is quite explosive. Now, it's already a conjunction right now as we speak, making and applying aspects to that Uranus. So it's building. So we're having a building energy right now. And then, on the 15th, on the 16th, 15th, 16th is when the exact conjunction is past Uranus, and then it will start to wane. Although the conjunction is still going to be there, pretty much even, let's say, until Mars moves into Gemini, which is going to be on the 20th, 21st of July. Okay. So people, watch out. Now, this is what I'm going to say, people. You see, it's all right being bystanders. We are all in this together. This is why it makes me laugh another place across the world from where they are and think it has nothing to do with them. No, the fact that you hear or you read or you are exposed to it means that you are a part of that consciousness as well, right? So we're all in this together. So this is my advice for you. With over the coming few days, up until the 15th of this exact Mars-Uranus, how about you tap into that energy? Because it's going to be doing something in your chart and not necessarily be plugging into a sensitive part of your chart, but it's going to be in a part of your chart. But what I'm saying is try to tap into something. Use your energy. Use your drive. Use your motivation to do something innovative, even if it's not something on a global scale, but do something innovative in your own goddamn life. That is what these planetary energies are about. They are presenting themselves. They are opening up us. They are giving us recipes and ingredients that we can use. It's all about how we utilize it. Don't be sitting back watching for some drama. How about you create some own drama in your own life and create some quote-unquote positive or useful drama in your own life and create something innovative. Do something new. Uranus is about the new. Uranus is about that breath of fresh air. So tap into that energy with the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your own life. It could be to do with your work, could be to do with your relationships, could be to do with your home, could be to do with your money or ways of making money, could be to do with your networking, could be to do with your children, could be to do with your health, could be to do with your work. Yeah, there's so many different ways. Could be to do with learning new things. Do something in your life that is creative, that is innovative. That is how you utilize that. Don't just be a bystander, an astrological bystander. Oh, look at that. Mars, Uranus. No. Yeah, something's going to happen. You make something happen in your life. So, yeah, it is what it is. Yvette saying, you are really breaking up today on my side. Is that everybody? Am I breaking up? I am noticing that my thing is slow. I'm really going to do, I promise you, next week, it's not going to be like that. So I'm apologizing for that. Anywho, let's quickly move on with the show. Like I said, Venus is moving into Leo. People, let me know if you can hear me. Can you hear me well? Am I coming across well? Those of you on the Instagram, I can never pronounce that name. Trojan Pro, Emmanuel, welcome to the show. Gio, Diachach, oh God, I'm terrible with names. Why are you doing this to me? I tried to pronounce that the other day. Anna, how you doing? Yes, okay. So somebody's telling me that they can hear me okay on the Instagram. YouTube, anything? Can you guys hear me okay? Okay, I should be coming through okay. But there may be some pauses because I can see it here at my end. I need a quick computer. It's not easy to run this show, live show as well. If it was recorded, yeah, then yeah. Okay, back again. Where are we at? Venus moves into Leo. The princess wants to be treated as the queen. That is Venus in Leo. Shout out to all you Leos here. Shout out. Yes, we can hear you. That's coming from Gio. Is it Gio Tachroni? Yeah, Tachroni. I can't pronounce some of these names. Do forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. Is it Gio or Gio? Gio Tachroni. Sounds a bit Italian. Could be wrong. Okay. So what else is happening? So Venus is going to move into Leo. She's going to oppose Pluto. The moment Venus moves into Pluto. Oh, yes. Perfect. Oh, I pronounced it perfect. Oh, well, there we go. Faye saying, yes, I can hear you well. Okay. Maybe it's a between me and Yvette, maybe, who knows. But I have noticed my camera's really slow at my end. Anyway, Venus is going to move into Leo tomorrow. As she moves in, she's going to be opposing Pluto. We're going to have a Venus. It's Greek. Oh, well, welcome to the show. Shout out to Outer Shell Alchemy. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, we love a Greek. We love that. We're all about Greek, where all these planets are named after. Well, they're more Roman, Latin, aren't they? So actually, we should. Originally, they used to use the Greek names, you know? So I'll be using words like Zeus and Kronos and Ares and, you know, Aphrodite and Selene and, you know. Okay, it is what it is. But they still got we're still dealing with the Greek mythologies, aren't we? So, yeah, welcome to the show. Somebody from the land of the gods themselves. So we're going to have Venus, Aphrodite, opposing Pluto, Hades. So this is all about deep love, but it's an opposition. So people, guys, over the course of the next couple of days, because it's building up right now, try to be resourceful with your money. Try to be also resourceful with your relationships. You know, try to, you know, love on a deep level. Try to connect with your partner on levels that which you haven't. Try to explore. Yeah. Maybe go into areas that you've never tried before. Try changing. Pluto's about change, transformation. Bring in a bit of transformation into your relationship energy. That's what we want to be doing over the next couple of days, especially from tomorrow, as Venus is going to be opposing Pluto. So we're going to have a Venus-Pluto opposition. So that's going to be there for the next couple of days. So watch out for that until about the 14th of July. 14th, 15th. Then, like I said, on the 15th, Mars is going to be exact conjunction with the planet Uranus. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's about to get hot, baby. So utilize that. Be very creative. What else are we having? I did talk about also just going back here. I spoke about this last week, but the sun is trining Saturn right now. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is going to be the day, the 11th. Today and tomorrow is going to be the exactness where we get the exact trine of sun and Saturn. Great for being organized, structuring your work, getting yourself organized. We're having a sun, Saturn, people. Tap into that energy. Really going to be good. Also as well, another thing that which we're also having, which I didn't mention, which is happening right now as I'm speaking, Venus is trine Neptune. We're having Venus trine Neptune, people, right now. That is so, like, so romantic. Is it not? It's a romantic time. It's a time to use your imagination to fuel your love. This is the ideal love. This is the time to aspire or to be inspired by the ultimate love, by world love. We're having it right now. Right now, Venus is trine to Neptune, and tomorrow is going to be exact. So tomorrow will be an exact Venus-Neptune trine on the 11th. So watch out for that. You want to be tapping into that energy. That's really good. For those of you who are maybe in the creative industry, fashion, design, music, media, this can be really good. You can really do some wonderful creativity with that, for sure. So, yeah, you want to be tapping into that, that energy. And then the sun in the next couple of days will also start to make a trine also to Neptune as well, before the sun leaves the sign of Cancer. Then what's going to happen on the 21st? Let me just go back a bit there. On the 20th/21st of July, Mars is going to move into Gemini. Mars will move into the sign of Gemini. He's going to move into the Aries sign of Gemini. Shout out to, who's this? Gary Dawson Boxing. Boxing, you want to box, man? Let's go, man. Speaking of boxing, I can't wait for Daniel Dubois and Mr. Anthony Joshua in September. Is it September? It is September, right? God damn, what a fight that is going to be. Anywho, I digress. You can see my box out now. I've even got the fists up. You know what I mean? I'm even throwing the punches. I'm in the pose. So that's going to be a good one. Looking up to that. Got the Olympics. You know, France has got the Olympics. It's quite interesting because France is running riots right now. And France has got the Olympics coming up. Unfortunately, lost the Euros. They're out of the Euros, so that's quite interesting. So what I was going to say. So yeah, so Mars is going to move into Gemini on the 21st of July. And then on the 21st, we're also going to be having a full moon. It's going to be the second full moon in Capricorn. The last full moon we had was also in Capricorn, was at the beginning. Now we got one at the end. We often have that, which is often referred to as a blue moon because it only happens once in a, you know, once in a while, where you will have that in a particular zodiac sign. So we're going to have two full moons, or we had, it's going to be our second full moon in the sign of Capricorn. Yeah. This is when things come to fruition. They come to completion. So this is going to be on the 21st of July. So watch out for that. People, plant your crystals. Yeah, you want to be planting your crystals, you know, like this. You know, you want to be getting your selenite, full moon. And you can, you know, maybe what I tend to do is I tend to plant it maybe about 3 days before the full moon. And then on the full moon, I uproot it. Sometimes you can also cleanse it by running it under running water. Sometimes you can put it in a glass full of water with a little bit of sea salt. I do make sure it's sea salt. I always make sure, tell you guys, use the sea salt, proper sea salt, Himalayan sea salt, coarse sea salt from the Black Sea. African brown black sea salt, yeah, get into that, or Himalayan, and you can just drop a little bit in the water. Very good. Salt is very cleansing. It has very, you know, just salt, if you knew what kind of medicinal, magical, scientific properties it has, it's unreal. So you can cleanse your crystals also with some salt. So get your crystals, get them ready for the 21st of July, building up to that, and you want to be cleansing out your crystals, people, energizing your crystals, and you know, they power on. So yeah, so that's going to be on the 21st. Do your rituals, your mantras, your visualizations. What is it that you are looking to achieve in the world? In the physical world as well, because it's going to be a full moon in Capricorn. So you can take full advantage of that. Then what are we going to have? Then, of course, on the 22nd, the sun is going to move into the sign of Leo. Shout out to all you Leos. Yeah. But we are still celebrating the Cancer month. To be celebrated. We're still in the Cancer month, and we're still going to be celebrating the Cancer month. So, no problem there with that. What else was I going to about to say? So the sun is going to move into Leo. So we're going to be celebrating the Leo season. So we're going to have Sun, Venus, and Mercury all in the sign of Leo. We're going to be tapping into that Leo energy. Yep. Manifesting that bag, that money. Great time for manifesting. We have free planets in Leo, so we'll have a bit of Leo energy for a few days, and then of course Mr. Mercury is going to be moving into is going to be moving into Virgo. But before then, I just want to go back a bit, because starting from like the 20th of July, from the 20th of July, we're going to have a Venus-Jupiter sextile. It's party. It's party time. Yeah? Exactly. It's party time. So, we know Venus-Jupiter is all about the party. You know what I'm trying to say? So, yeah, so do watch out for that. So that's going to be on the 20th of July. We're going to have that, right? We're going to have the perfected sextile between Venus and have a good time. Yeah. Party time. So we're going to be having that on the 21st of On the same day as the full moon, there's going to be a sextile with Venus and Jupiter. So that's good. And also, at the same time as that full moon, the sun will also be trining Neptune. We'll have a sun trine to Neptune. Normally when there's a square or a conjunction, I've told you guys, stay away from the alcohol. This is one of these ones where I'm saying, stay away from the alcohol. It's an easy flow. You're likely going to get drunk quicker. Miss Cars is saying she loves that party tune. Do you now? Do you love that party song? Do you want me to play it again? There we go. Yeah. So we're going to have the sun trining Neptune. This is the time to really get into our spiritual, meditative, healing, forgiving mindset. Yes. So, I mean, you could start that essentially speaking from about the 18th, 19th of July. So starting from next week, that sun is going to be moving to a closer trine, but the trine actually perfects on the 21st, on the day of the full moon in Capricorn as well. So we got a full moon in Capricorn, but it's got compassion to it. It's got inspiration to it. It's got healing energy. It's got forgiveness to it also as well. So yeah, it is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. For those of you who are just joining, shout out to Tal. I've seen Tal just joined us in the, you know, and shout out to you guys who are listening to the live also on the YouTube. And I'm also on Facebook as well, streaming at so many, you know. Soon I'm going to be streaming on, it's X, formerly known as Twitter, you know. But it is what it is. So we're going to be having a sextile. So we're going to be having a full moon in Capricorn while the sun is trine to Neptune and while Venus is making a sextile to Jupiter, and Mars, as he's just going to be entering Gemini, he's also going to be making a trine to Pluto. So we're going to be having a Mars-Pluto trine. It's about to go down. I'll speak more about that next week, as I am sure. What else are we going to be having for the rest of the month? Then the sun will move into Leo, of course, like I said, on the 22nd. And guess what? On the 25th/26th, the planet Mercury is going to be moving into the sign of Virgo. Yeah, in his own sign. He's going to be moving into the sign of Virgo, where he is exalted. Yeah. That stands for a round of applause. He's going to be exalted. He's in his sign of rulership. It's great stuff. So, mind you, he's speeding up because he's about to go retrograde, right? Remember I told you, keep you updated. So 25th, 26th. Mercury moves into the sign of Virgo. Shout out to the Virgos. That's going to be quite cool. 28th, anything happening around this particular time? Not really. 29th, he's going to start slowing down there. And then we come to the 1st of August. So I'll talk more about the August, maybe starting from next week, maybe week after. I will start focusing on the month of August and what's coming up, what planetary alignments we got, the new moon in Leo coming up also as well. I'll talk more about that next week. And then news, live and direct, coming from the Lunar Lounge podcast show. Well, let's get back to, what are we getting back to? Yeah, let's get back to the charts. I said the charts. The screen, essentially, where you can see me. I'm still moving a bit slow. Apologies if I'm coming across a little bit slow. Like I said, I'm going to fix that. I'm upgrading my computer. Getting myself a gamer. You ain't gonna mess with me. It's gonna be on some high speed. Yeah, I'm gonna be getting it sorted in it definitely. Well, next week, if not next week, the week after. I think now is the time, especially with that speed that Mercury's running with right now, just before he starts to go retrograde next month. So I think this is a good time to really start to get on that. Competition time. Very interesting with the competition. I asked the question last week. I'm going to my emails. Some of you guys really make me laugh. I swear down with some of the answers that you... Scarlett Lee. I mean, what time do you call this? Shout out to Martina. Shout out to you. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Yeah, what time? I mean, when did you send this? You sent this today. Now, you see, I said Tuesday, okay? I said Tuesday. I asked the question, and you answer the question on the following Tuesday. So I'm going to ask a question now. I'm going to give the answer. Well, I'm going to shout out the winner for this one first. And then I ask a question, and it's the first person who answers who gives me an answer next week. I said Tuesday. You answered me today, Wednesday. See, people are getting their days mixed up. Tuesday midnight is like the end of Monday, coming into Tuesday morning. That's the Tuesday midnight I'm talking about. Anyway, the email address where you send the answers to the questions that I ask is right on your screens right now. It's at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. I asked the question, what does the planet Jupiter, I asked four things, what the planet Jupiter and Venus have in common. Who was the? Oh, this was Christian. Shout out to Christian. He sadly said, I probably won't win as I completely forgot to answer earlier. Yeah, you're damn right. People are honest, man. People want that 30 pounds. Can't be sleeping on 30 pounds. But yeah, I did ask, what are the four things that they have in common? Both Jupiter and Venus are exalted in water signs. That is one of them. Both of them are benefics. Yes, that is one of them. Now, interesting. Mr. Christian, you said both in fall in earth signs, right? So yes, that is correct. So that was one of, because Jupiter's in fall in Capricorn and Venus's fall in Virgo. So yes, you are corrected. But then you went on to say, so no, that wasn't the one, it was the fourth one, where you said they're both bright planets. That wasn't the answer I was looking for. I still may have given it to you but it wasn't one of the answers I was actually looking for. And the one, the person who got it, you again, who are you? I don't know who you are. Anik. Okay. Anik. Is it Anik? Anik? You never say if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. But yeah. Are you here in the... you normally come on the Instagram, don't you? I don't know if you're in the room right now. Saint Taurus is an earth sign. Yeah, that's correct. How can it be in detriment? No, I didn't say detriment. He said in fall. In fall. Taurus is ruled. So Venus in fall. Did I say Taurus? No, in Virgo. In Virgo. She is in her fall because she's exalted in the opposite sign, which is Pisces. And Jupiter is in his fall in Capricorn. So they are both in fall in earth signs. So that is absolutely correct. And Anik also said that also as well. The other one is that houses of joy are in succedent houses. We got a traditional astrologer on the board here. Yeah, you've been studying your shit. Okay. Anik, yeah, you've won 30 pounds. I would have probably given it to you, Christian. This was an interesting one. Somebody answered, I'm not going to shout out your name like that. Martina saying, so Venus in Taurus? You're losing me, Martina. What are you talking about? Yes, Venus rules Taurus. But I was talking about what does Jupiter and Venus have in common? That was the question. How can it be a detriment? Taurus is ruled by Venus. That is correct. So Venus in Taurus, yeah. Yeah, Martina, I think you're confusing yourself. I asked a question last week. I want four things that Jupiter and Venus have in common. And one of the answers is that both of them are in fall in Earth signs. And the Earth sign which Jupiter's in fall is Capricorn. The Earth sign will fall there because she's exalted in the opposite sign. So, yeah. So that's what that is about. So I don't know why you're getting Venus and Taurus in the mix, because I didn't mention nothing about Taurus. But shout out to Pfizer. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. So yeah, somebody said Venus and Jupiter are both reflective, very bright. So it's a bit similar to what Christian answered. Both looks after love and luck. Well, Jupiter's not love. Positive happenings. But yeah, okay, I'll give you that. They're both benefics in that sense. I like this one. She said, both have been visited by spacecraft from Earth. Nice try. But you don't get the 30 squirrel. It is what it is. Anyway, got to bring the show to an end very soon. And I've got to do Tarot Card Week. Right. So this week's question. For £30. What was going to be the question? The question actually skipped my mind. I actually had a very good question for you lot. Ah, that's it. I know what it is. Okay. Pay attention, people. I'm going to ask the question. First person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday from midnight, GMT time, that is. That's GMT time. First person who inboxes me. The question is, pay close attention. What zodiac sign, pay close attention, what zodiac sign rules elephants? What zodiac sign rules elephants? Get it? I'm going to say it again. What zodiac sign, not what planet. Don't get them mixed up. What zodiac sign rules elephants? The person who inboxes me gets £30 next week, Tuesday, midnight. GMT time, you're going to be the winner of £30, will be sent over to you. What zodiac sign rules elephants? And email me. It's on your screens right now. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. We're coming to the end of the show, people. And it's the part of the show that... you know, tarot card of the week. What is the tarot card of the week? Well, we're good. I don't know. But tarot card of the week is what it is. So if I cut out, apologies there because it was buffering here at my end. It is what it is. I need one of these fast gamer computers, man. Anyway, I'm shuffling the cards and I'm just going to cut the cards. You know me. Card of the week. What's it going to be, baby? What we're going to have. It is what it is. We got Page of Pentacles. Oh, I like in that. The Page of Pentacles is the card of the week. So what is this card about? What is it telling us? It means that we've got to start putting down grassroots applications in regards to our work. Number one, hey, Vikas, on the Lunar Lounge, are you listening to the show? It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, at the Lunar Lounge. That was on your thing. You're not meant to be answering it now. And just to let you know, incorrect. It's not Sagittarius. It's the first person who inboxes me. So if you answer it right now, doesn't mean nothing. Yeah. Because I'm not even going to count it in. But you're incorrect anyway. Anyway, tarot card of the week. We got the Page of Pentacles. This is a card that is indicating, it's about like taking those small steps. So whether we're looking about career, our profession, we want to increase maybe our monetary, our money, our finances. This card is indicating here new beginnings. It's actually quite a good card. But more importantly, this card is about, it's about learning something new, maybe training for something new, learning something new. Maybe you got to read a book. Maybe you got to do a course. Maybe you got to invest in something that can be productive to your life in terms of your money situations, finances, work, your materialistic life. This is what the Page of Pentacles essentially is about. It's actually a good card. I mean, it's just letting us know that we're in the young phase. We're in the early phase of something. That early phase is actually a good place where things can start to develop and things can start to grow into bigger and better things. And that's what that Page of Pentacles essentially is saying. So guys, get on it. Get working. Start small. Work your way up, step by step. The Page of Pentacles is letting us know that it's a step-by-step process. So over the course of the next week, let's start, try to do whatever area of life it is that we're just moving up, just gradually to the next level and gradually building, okay? And there you start seeing the results. What is it they say? The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. So that is the saying that I could attribute to such a card as the Page of Pentacles. That is the tarot card of the week, people. I've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much. For those of you who tuned into the Lunar Lounge podcast, shout out to Marie. How you doing, Marie? Pleased to see you. Hope you and Julian are great. Give this woman a follow. For those of you on my Instagram, really great stuff. You guys are into your health. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful person. Shame that you guys who are on the that's the pros and cons, right? Those of you guys who are on the YouTube don't get, you know, get onto your Instagram and follow this woman. Give this woman a follow. Trust me, she has got some unbelievable health insights and products, and she's also got a podcast as well, which I've been on twice, I believe. Amazing woman. Both physically, both spiritually, mentally. I said both. That's three, right? Mind, body, soul. She's a beautiful person. So, yeah, definitely. Yes, Trish is fine. Thank you very much. All is well. But I'm coming to the end of the show. You came in towards the end of the show. Reynolds, she's got the best products, man. I'm telling you. Some of them products knocked about 20 years off my life. I need to come and get some more. It's really, really good. Yvette is asking me, what's her name? Her name is, if you go on Instagram and type in Marie Reynolds_. Well, do you have to put in everything? I think you do have to put in anything. So it's Marie Reynolds. Reynolds is Reynolds_MRL. So if you do that and follow this woman, she's got some, I'm telling you, man, I'm not even joking. I'm not just saying it. This woman's serious. Like, damn. Yeah, man. And she's really cool. She's good people. Seriously. Good people. So shout outs to Marie. Show has to come to an end. I do need to come back again. Wonderful podcast, and it's you let me know when, man. Need to chat to you about your horoscope. You know me, man. That's it. I'm all about that horoscope. When you come in for soon. Yeah, if you want a colonic as well, people, I'm telling you, this is the lady. I kid you not. I definitely need one of them quick. Yeah, it is what it is. But I'm coming to the end of the show. Thank you very much for your participation. I see FaZe jumped on the Instagram now. yeah, it's all love. It's all love. I'll be back again next week. Same place, same time. I'm here live podcast at the Lunar Lounge, 12:30, starting from 12:30 till 1:30, although I've just went overboard today. But yeah, you know. So I've got places to go. Okay, Yvette, say you got her. Very good. Nice. So, yeah, please give her off good people. Seriously, good people. It's somebody that you... It's one of those people that you need to have her details, you know. It's that kind of thing. Anyway, thanks a lot for your participation, whether YouTube, whether Instagram, whether on Facebook. Thank you very much. I've come to the end of the show, and I need to check out. On that note,
the Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Okay, same time. On that note, people, thank you very much. See you soon.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.